My friends have kind of been busting my chops about the beard because it's still kind of scraggly. It's like, hey, what's going on, Rabbi? Where's your horse, Amish boy? But the most ridiculous thing, and I swear to God, this is true, the most ridiculous comment I got about the beard was I was at a bar. I was at a comedy club. And I was talking to, same thing, really. But I was at the bar of the comedy club, and I was talking to this girl. And at the time, I was wearing like a corduroy blazer. And this girl goes, you know, with that jacket and that beard, you look just like this Mexican astronomy professor I had. And I was like, what? She goes, no, you look like this astronomy professor, this Mexican guy, just with the beard. And I'm like, interesting. And I wasn't fascinated by the fact that I look like him. I was fascinated with the idea of a Mexican astronomy teacher. Because, like, I love Latinos. I love all Latinos, especially the women. Mwah, muy bien. Because Latinos, you're just passionate about everything. Life, love, food, whatever. They're there, you know? And I figured that a Mexican astronomy teacher would have that same passion about astronomy. That is a class I would love to be at. I mean, I would get there early, get a desk right up front, and he comes out like, okay, class, today we're going to learn about the solar system. Oh, baby, yes. Oh, it's a big place out there, and we're part of it, so sit down, buckle up, and shut the fuck up, because here we go. Now, we start in the middle of the solar system with the sun, or the soul, so, okay. Now, the first planet outside of the sun is Mercury. Mercury, very hot, muy caliente, yeah. Like, if you were on Mercury, you'd be going, shit, this is really hot, you know? Whoa, okay. Now, the next planet after Mercury is Venus. Now, you'd think Venus would not be as hot, but shit, it's hotter. Because what happens is Venus has a lot of clouds, a lot of thick clouds, and the heat from the sun goes through the clouds, but it can't get out. It's trapped. It's like, if you were on Venus, you'd be going, shit, I wish I was back on Mercury. It's that hot, you know? Now, the next planet after Venus is Earth. And that's where we are, so hola. Then you have Mars, the red planet, the planet de rojo. But after Mars, oh, baby, we got the big one. Wait, we got the biggest planet in the whole solar system, Jupiter. Jupiter is huge, big, stand back, big. Like, Jupiter is so big that if you were walking down an alley and Jupiter came out and said, give me your money, you'd go, fucking take it. It's that big. Now, you know, baby, no. It's so big that even after 100 beers, I still wouldn't fuck it. That's how big it is, you know. And you know me, usually too, I'm like, hey, let's go, but now I'm broken. Oh, it's too big. Okay. Then you have Saturn and Saturn. So Saturn's got the ring. So does my bathtub. Who gives a crap? And then there's Neptune. Oh, and then there's Pluto. And I think Arj, my assistant professor, was talking about this too. Pluto, I feel very bad for Pluto because, first of all, very tiny, muy tiny. A lot of scientists, as you heard, are saying that Pluto isn't even a planet because its orbit is not the same. They call it a queer orbit, which is ironic because Pluto sounds a lot like puto. And for those who don't know, puto is Spanish for hello. What are you, Mr. Guy? One of those guys, you know? Like, oh, get away, you puto queer planet, right? And some scientists even speculate that Pluto, with its queer orbit, might collide with another planet. And of course, the only planet it would collide with is Uranus. And that's how we get the Big Bang. But